Good morning, people. I haven't been on in a couple of days. Yesterday I was really busy. Actually, I don't know when the last time I came on. Maybe, excuse me. I don't know if it was Saturday or Sunday, but Saturday I was busy. And yesterday I woke up, I got up early, showered, everything. I ran to the supermarket. I had to go to the supermarket. I had no food in the house, and my son wouldn't let me live. He's 16, and he's in the house, and he's playing game and has company over sometimes, from time to time. And oh my God, every 5 minutes I'm hungry. I'm like, oh, let me go to the food store, rack up, and get some fruit, some vegetables, something to drink in his house. Some water bottles to keep this kid. And then he went to the gym also with his dad because basketball season is over. So he went to the gym. Now he has to play basketball somewhere else now. He normally does with the team that's in town. But anywho, so I went food shopping yesterday morning. Got there when they, about 9, I think. My dog needed dog food. So I went there, got the things I needed, came in the house, put my things away because I had ice cream. Then I went out to Petco to get my dog his dog food, and I got him some treats, and I brought him back a toy. Now, I don't know if anyone else on here has a Yorkie. I don't know if my Yorkie is just extremely aggressive. Maybe he's aggressive because the groomer told me that he needs a girlfriend. So maybe he needs a mate. So maybe he's aggressive because of that, but he's been really aggressive. I brought him a toy, and it lasted for maybe an hour or two. And then the toy is ripped apart. He's like, ragging it up. Like, that toy was $5. $5 or $6. So the toy was gone. So I had to take it from him because now it has all the cotton coming out of it. And I normally get him, the last toy I got him was from the 99 cent store. Actually, it had like a plastic, that's weird though. It had a plastic bottle inside of like a thick, sturdy, it looked like a terry cloth, but it was sturdy because he didn't actually rip that apart. And it squeaked a little bit. So he, I don't think it squeaked. He just liked the sound of the plastic when you squeeze it and it makes that noise. He liked that. So, but he had it for a while. And he didn't destroy it. He has plenty of other toys, but he really likes toys that make a little noise. I just couldn't believe he destroyed this toy already. He was so excited to get the toy. I was even more excited to give him the toy. I was like, oh, I got my Loopy a toy. And I brought him the toy up. I gave him his toy. He was so happy. Then he destroyed it. And the thing about it is, he has so many toys in the house. But he gets bored with them after a while. So he plays with them. He'll play with them all day. And then he doesn't really care about them anymore. So it's better that I don't spend too much. Maybe I should continue going to 99 cent store. I'll learn how to make my own toys. So I did that. Then I got home. So by the time I finished with him and putting the food away, making me something to eat, I ran to Dollar Tree because I need to get for you and I forgot my for you. But I ran to Dollar Tree. I got I got garbage bags. Well, like tall kitchen garbage bags, tall kitchen bags, whatever they're called. So I got those, and I bought some Lysol because I prefer Lysol over bleach. Because bleach, it kind of irritates me. The smell is really harsh. And it smells, and it just changes colors, it changes the color of things. just, I don't know, it's really harsh to me. So I got that, and I got a couple things to scrub when I do my dishes. So I came back and got in the house by about, after all that, about 11-ish. Then I had my sewing class that I've been putting off, and she's been extremely understanding with the fact that besides work, the normal household responsibilities, and my daughter's father's situation, the tragedies that I've been dealing with, family issues. So she's been understanding, but she's had some things that she has to do also. She was in a, helping out with a fashion show, getting some pieces together. So we've been basically just, how do I say it? We've been understanding with each other's time. Like, no one is mad because you can't be here or be there. We just, like, we're flexible together. Like, we work with each other, which I think is awesome. I love it. So this morning, I get up. First of all, I was tired. I had to be to work at 6 o'clock in the morning. So I get up. I go to sleep. I lay down pretty early. I stay in the sewing room. And after I left the sewing class, I was pretty much inspired because I made a dress. I just have to attach the sleeve. But I made a dress. It doesn't have any sleeves. It comes to the knees. And I was inspired. So I went home and I used a fabric that I had to try to make another dress. That didn't work. For many reasons. Let me talk to you about the mistakes I made, because I'm not making them again. And I also understand that I have to be smarter before I get into a project, because I don't have money to waste. Although, I still have the pieces. Excuse me. Although, see, I actually cut the pieces out. So I still have the fabric, and I can probably make, I know I can. I can make a beautiful, I was going to make a dress that came down to my ankles, but I wanted it to fit all the way. I believe I probably still can do this. It's just that the fabric that I'm using is not really heavy, but it's not light, and my table that I'm working on is not that big, so I have to get, I have another table upstairs. I have to make the space so that when I'm sewing, the fabric isn't falling off, because that was my biggest challenge. And maybe because I'm using too much fabric, but I don't like to cut it in half until I know what I need. I'm still a beginner, so it's kind of hard for me to just cut off some excess fabric or put it aside and be like, oh, I'm not going to use this. I'm just going to use this for now. That's hard for me because I don't really know what I'm going to use, and I don't want to have cut a fabric in half and then I wind up with 2/4 of a fabric, like, 1/4 here, 1/4 here, like, and then I can't do much with it. So let's see. So I'm going to have to bring the table downstairs. And I think I am still going to, because the fabric is beautiful. It's black, but it has like a shimmer on it. And I think it's perfect for what I actually wanted to do. I wanted it to be like a tube dress. I was going to aisle 6 sleeves, but then I wanted it to fit all the way down to my ankles. Just fitting. I think that's pretty. And it's a shimmery look. So, yeah, I was trying to do that. I still can do it. I think I got a little restless because after I got home from work, after I came home from the sewing class, what did I do? Messed around with the dogs, got myself together, showered, changed my clothes, don't want something to be in the house with. What else did I do? Sit in the room thinking, figuring out what I wanted to do. But I was motivated, so I went right to the sewing room and stayed in there for a while. Oh, I did play with the dog for a while. I played with the dog. spoke to my son a little bit. Then I went in the room. I stayed in there until about maybe 8 o'clock. No, until about 7 o'clock, 7 or 8. Then at that time, I got, was it 7? It might have been 7. I don't know, 6, 7 or 8, one of those times. Because I got up, left out the dorm room, washed my hands, went downstairs in the kitchen, and I made some spaghetti for my family. I had ground, I don't eat meat anymore. Let me say this, I eat seafood, but I don't eat any other meat. So last night what I did was I had a taste of spaghetti. I don't know why. I kept thinking about spaghetti. So I had cut up some turkey sausages, put them into the spaghetti. I fried them in the frying pan separately. And then I made some, I put my ground turkey, peppers and onions, Lori's seasoning salt, garlic powder, pepper. What else did I put in there? Okay, that's probably it. Then I fried it up really good, like really not a rush, like let it cook slowly by itself. I added my turkey sausages in it after they fried firmly in the frying pan, because I like them to have a little sort of a crust on the outside, like a good frying to them. And sometimes when I put it into the pot with everything else, it cooks, but it doesn't fry them, because the pot I have is like a, it doesn't, I put it in a skillet so that it can get that fry, that crunchiness around the side. So that when I put it in the pot with the pan with the ground beef, sometimes I notice that it used to just blend in with the, meat. And that's all well and good, but I know sometimes, I know for myself, I need some type of substance. Like I want to be able to know that the sausage is there. Although you can taste it sometimes, you eat it better when you feel like the little sausage in there. And you know that you're eating a sausage instead of just like all looking like all ground turkey. So I did it that way. I put some tomato and garlic spaghetti sauce. But I left about a little bit on the side for me because I was not going to eat meat. So enough for me to make two plates. I put the spaghetti sauce in a small little pot. I cut up some red peppers, green peppers, some red onions. I seasoned it the same way I seasoned that one. I like a little sweetener in my spaghetti sauce. So I put a little bit of agave in there, because I don't like to use sugar, although I know other things have sugar. I don't want to put the sugar in my food. I use the sweetener of the plant, which is the agave. So so I put in the agave, a little bit, just a tad bit of the agave in there, and I put the spaghetti sauce, warmed it up. I threw my noodles. I used the thin spaghetti noodles. And what made me think of that is because my cousin was just telling me when we went to New York that it's like, your mom makes the best spaghetti, and she used those thin spaghetti noodles. It's so good.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.